All right. Take out your swords. Not mine. Mine's. Father, I have your word and I believe it's true. I am what it says I am. I have everything it says I have. And I can do everything it says I can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We have come to a place where we are doing a series on the Word of God. Simple, very remedial. You won't get a heavy revy out of this, but you will get tools in which to enhance your personal time with God. Last week I started laying this foundation, and I wanted us to understand that our time with the Lord, whether it's through prayer, whether it's reading the scriptures, is something that we should not poo-poo. Think about this. You are meeting with the most powerful being in the universe. And he is your father. And he loves you intensely. And because he loves us so intensely, he has given us his word. Everything that you guys have said is not to be parroted. It is designed to raise your faith in what is needed in this day, especially in this country. In with us meeting with him, excuse me, we get to know him personally. We get to know his plans, not just for ourselves, but for others, for the world. And we get to know what our purpose is in all this, so that it helps him accomplish what he wants to get done, so that we can realize the totality of his plan for all mankind. Not only can we conclude that he is all powerful, we can also make that conclusion that his word is all powerful. It's not just the words of mere men. It is the word of God. The word of God is his love story to us. And from that, we need to learn how to love. Love him and love each other, which are two of the things that we're striving in this fellowship. And I must say, doing quite well in accomplishing it. And with that, as we go together, life will happen. And we'll learn to love life too, through the processes, through all the things that happen. But I want you to understand too that the Word of God is not just powerful, it's alive. It's alive. And because it's alive, it changes me, it changes you, it changes our environment. And what we need to understand is this environment that we live in, we are not products of this place. We are now eternal beings. We are supernatural. We can supernaturally love people through their circumstances, through their difficulties. Because the Word of God says we can. Because it says, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. If we try to love people through the flesh, we will be annoyed. We will be frustrated. We will have our wants and desires dashed because in the flesh, human beings disappoint everybody. But Christ disappoints no one. And so today I would like to take us from that place to understand that God's word is so powerful. It divides our spirit from the soul. So he gives us discernment as to what's going on in situations. He gives us gifts in which they're not gifts for us. They're gifts for each other so that we can use them in such a way that they hear what God is saying, or use that which God is wanting to do to touch the situation and change it. And today, the first part of this series, the first part is getting to know God's Word. And today I would like to take us to the next step. The next step of why we need to spend time talking to God. Why we need to spend time to read His Word. The next step is that He raises faith in us. There's nothing impossible with God. Say that. There's nothing impossible with God. We are His body, so there's nothing impossible for us. Amen? Amen. That is truth. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing impossible. Our situations may look impossible, but with God, He can heal us all at one time, or He can heal us gradually. In my case, He's healed me gradually. For those who know, I've had a sickness, and I thank you guys for the grace that you have extended me during that time of sickness to where my health is better. And it's been 3 years. But I'm not completely restored yet. There are still things that God wants to do. But I thank God that He's healed me enough to present His Word to you. If you would turn to Romans 10:17. If we have His Word, and we know it comes with a guarantee, right? That guarantee is God sends His Word, the Holy Spirit and the Word come together and does the creative work that God has sent it to be. It says, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. When I was young in the Lord, I used to read aloud the Word of God. Why? Because I wanted faith. I wanted God to speak to me. I wanted to hear His voice. I wanted to know His deepest, intimate secrets. As most of you do too. You just don't know it yet. But you will. That's how good He is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the message. The message that I'm bringing to you is that your faith will elevate the more you spend time in His Word, the more time you spend with believers, the more time you spend with Him. Faith rises. Why? Well, Pastor, doesn't the Word say that He gives us a measure of faith? Yeah, that's to get us saved. But how cool is it that He has provided for us His faith to do whatever it is that He wants to do in the world through us. This is the truth. When we pray, Your will be done in heaven as on earth, we get everything wrong. You see, we're told to pray His will that's already done in heaven to be done on earth. And how it's done is through you and me. There are some things we need. We need to have access to His Word. There should be no reason why a believer does not have His Word. And today, in an electronic age, you can put an app to your phone and have it. Me, I'm old school. I get into the phone and try to get an app, and I have the app, but I'm all thumbs. So I just go here because I know this better than I know the phone. So we need access to it. Two, we need to allow the Lord to speak to us through it. That means have an open heart. A lot of times what we do is negate faith. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe God can do that. I don't believe He wants to bless me in such a way. I just don't believe that. Well, you can. You can believe that. That's not truth. The truth is God loves us intensely. That's why His Word is personal. And it's a reason why if all of us read a scripture up here, our needs are different. And so the Holy Spirit speaks differently to each and every one of us to meet a need that we have. And those who have been with me for any length of time kind of embrace this question I ask. So, what's God been saying to you? See, God's ever speaking. It's whether we slow down enough to hear His voice, to be transparent to Him that I'm not a super Christian, and that my situation is not unique unto myself. God loves me. Finally, when you hear the word, faith comes. It's guaranteed. We have a guarantee from our Father that no matter what is said in His Word, we need faith to unlock it, to set it in motion so that it can accomplish what God has said. I remember in struggling with my sickness, God speaking to me and says, you know, I don't want you to go to Wawa today to get a paper. I want you to go up here and at the light make a right, and then I'm going to show you your building. Mind you, we have been looking for a building for what, 4 years, 5 years? This was never on the radar. And God gave it to us. Now, in giving to us, there is responsibilities associated, which I am thankful that God is with us and blessing us to keep this. That takes faith. That takes a belief that God can do stuff. But for each of us, hearing a word means a little bit different. I can read the word and I can hear God speaking to me. How does He speak? Well, for me, He speaks in an audible voice. He and I have had face-to-face conversations. He and I have been moved in the Spirit in such a way that the gifts are flowing. He speaks to me in promptings. He speaks to me in several unique ways, all of which are to be used for you. Which I use them to the best of my ability to be obedient to do that. But if I just read His Word, hear me, if I just read His Word and don't expect Him to speak to me, that's like reading a novel or the logos of Scripture. There's nothing in it. It doesn't impress me. What God wants for each and every one of us is to go deeper. And we heard today in song, He wants us to go deeper. And part of going deeper means that there's something deeper in His Word than just the logos. It's called Rhema. It is a specific word that is spoken to our hearts to cause faith to arise. Do you expect God to speak to you? Or is that something foreign to you? I expect God to show up everywhere I'm at. I expect God to speak to me about anything and everything. I expect my faith to rise up, and I expect to release that faith according to what God has spoken so that the Holy Spirit can come together. We know that they work in unity, but it takes my faith to unlock that so that God's Word can work for me. And a lot of us say, well, that just doesn't happen anymore. God doesn't raise the dead. Well, I hate to tell you, he does. God doesn't heal people. I hate to tell you again, but he does. Completely. I just don't believe that he blesses me. I want to be blessed. I hate to tell you. That's what he does. He blesses us. And as we saw last week, that there are two things that God requires of us so that our faith can rise and unlock it, and that is flee from everything that's wicked and get rid of everything that is filthy. If your life is filled with all that stuff, start a house cleaning project. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. So that when the Word of God starts resonating within you, your faith will rise up and then you will unlock it. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. If you have your Word, turn to Luke 1. And it says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, the town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Don't you get troubled when God starts to speak to you? And here he sends an angel. Okay. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, or grace. You will be with child and give him a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over his house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Isn't that wonderful? We're part of a kingdom that doesn't end. Everything on this planet will come to an end, but not his kingdom. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One will be born and will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be barren, is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant. Mary said, may it be done as you have said. Then the Lord left her. Faith. The word of God came to Mary. And she was troubled. Just like some of us, the first time God speaks to us, it's like, whoa. Whoa. God's speaking to me. This is awesome. But I'm afraid. Don't be afraid. Isn't that what he said to the disciples all the time? You guys, don't be afraid. I'm here. I'm with you. Shake it off. He wants to dispel your fears. He's good. He loves us. It just so happens that when he comes in to crash our party, it's for something good. It's not for what we want. It's what he wants. Faith began to rise in her. The more Gabriel began to speak, the word of God started churning within her. She listened to what was being spoken to her. And we all listen. But sometimes what we do is we curse our situation by saying, oh, I don't believe that. That's your choice. When Pastor Mike was here, he used to say a real saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. It's true. That's who we are. We're blessed. But to get to deeper things of God, we need revelation to what God wants to give to us and how he wants that to work for your benefit, not my benefit. You see, Mary could have said, "Ah, no, that's not going to happen. Don't you realize they're going to stone me because I'm going to be a child with, have a child without a wedlock? Don't you realize that the disgrace that's associated with having a child?" Oh yeah, God did this. God did this to me. I remember years ago, there used to be a TV show, and there was a comedian, his name was Flip Wilson. Do you remember Flip Wilson? Anybody? He would get dressed up as a woman, and then he would go, "Woo! Devil made me do it." We have to understand, God's not going to make us do anything. But He will search for a willing heart. If you say, "Well, okay, so it's going to be." Like Eli, when God pronounced judgment on his house, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call when you're in need and all you need is God at the moment? You need a word from God to tell you where to go, to turn right, to turn in here, to do this, to do that. We have to understand that the Word of God is the dearest thing that we have, that He's given to each one of us. And we treat it in such a way that it's like, yeah, it's the Word of God. It's a book. It's another novel. Your heart's closed. You're listening to the world. The world's going to tell you all the negative about the Word of God. But these words that He speaks to us is not mere men's words. He used men to pen them, but they pen truth so that we can benefit from them. No word of God is void of power. All power is contained in the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit is waiting right there to do what God has said, but He needs our faith to unlock it. Hear me. He needs our faith to unlock it. Well, how do we get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Say it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. God's Word is true. Since we're stuck in time and space, it may take a little time and space for His Word to come to be true. He can do it instantaneously if He chooses to. He's sovereign. But He chooses certain things to take time. Why? Because Daddy puts His hand down and says, "Come on, let's walk together. Let's see how you're going to function in this." That's what Daddy's doing. And every time we take the position that it's not going to happen, nothing works for me, God's Word, you have to understand that these are childish responses to His Word. "Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody understands me." God does. God made you before you were you. Which tells me that you were spirit before you understood you were spirit. And I'm not going to go into that. But that's an interesting discussion for another time. If we know that God's Word is true, and we know that we purchase a Bible, or a Bible is given to us, or whatever, and we know how to get the Word of God, and we know how faith comes, how does faith come? Yes, okay, you guys are getting it. Okay, it's real remedial, but it's still good that we don't forget. if we have faith and he's so good, he gives us the faith, but the condition of getting the faith is hearing what he says and have faith in what he says to believe. I believe what God has said. Set in motion. Unlock the key. Holy Spirit and the Word will work. Things happen. I believe God gave us this building the day he said to me, this is your building. There was a few hurdles I had to jump because he wanted to see if I had faith enough to unlock his promise. And his promises will take a little bit longer sometimes than others. But if we look at Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith it's impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. Do you believe that God is? Okay. We fulfilled that first one. And that he rewards those who earnestly seeks him. Do you believe the second thing? Yeah, he does. So what comes out of your mouth predicates in locking the truth of God. It's one thing to have faith, but you have to speak just like our Father speaks so that the Word and the Holy Spirit and your faith can unlock it. That's what pleases God. Not whether you have all the Bible knowledge in the world, and I've met individuals who pat themselves on the back and got a whole bunch of alphabet letters after their names. They don't have any faith. I have faith enough to believe that God's going to restore me totally, just like he's going to do with Robin. I can relate to that situation because she and I, it's a little bit different, but I understand. When we respond to God's love by faith, because faith is not an emotion, I can feel God all over me because I feel his love. Well, that may be true because his presence is tangible, but he wants to take his word. He wants to make it real to us. He wants to build our faith and he wants us to release it so that he can accomplish everything that he says in here. Do you believe? Do you believe? Six things we need to know. Very simple. You don't have to write them down. Get them in your heart. First, we need access to his word. Do we have access to his word? Yeah, we should. We should. Mine's beat up because I've thrown it a few times. I'm not proud of it. It's just that I didn't agree with God. And he laughed at me and I learned to agree with him. Two. We need to humble ourselves and allow God to speak to him. You know, I listen to people pray and they say, oh, humble me, Lord, humble me, Lord. He's giving you that responsibility. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourselves. Walk contritely before a holy and powerful God. Three, hear his word so faith will come. Expect your faith to elevate. God's word is alive. It's powerful. Everything that he gives to us. Yeah, you know, I don't like the genealogies that's in the Old Testament. But thank God they're only examples for me. I don't have to study them to know the nuances of everything. I just need to know they're there. That's for you to study. And then you can come back and fill me in. Four, believe what he says is true. Everything he says is true. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible. If you want what He has for you, then get faith. Then release it by speaking His word. And let it happen. Release faith so God can do His word for the purpose it was sent to do. Now, I know some authors who 13 ways to have faith and 10 ways to unlocking your faith. And I've broken it down to one of each. Get faith by hearing. And believing what He says is true and it's impossible, then I release my faith. Not a smorgasbord, but specifically, what is He saying to you that He wants to do through you for someone else? Oh, I just never could do that. You're making God a liar. You're making God a liar. It's impossible for Him to lie. Releasing His faith, one, sets us up to receive from Him, and two, accomplish through us what He wants done. His will that's already done in heaven, in our obedience, is His kingdom being extended, touching other lives. Six, it always accomplishes what God intends His word to do. It always does. If it's not being accomplished, there may be a problem. The problem may be timing. We want stuff yesterday. God doesn't work that way. He works on His own time schedule. And we need to learn the seasons of our life as to what He wants to do. His word is accurate 100%. It's just our impetuosity can preclude what God wants done for our lives. And second of all, as we release this faith in God, He directs us what He wants done for us. That means obedience. What is God saying to you that you need to be obedient? He's not going to give you something other than what He wants you to do. If you expect something else from God, then nothing will get done. It's doing His will. Remember, saints, we're doing His will. Because He's King. He's Lord. My name's not up there. It's Him. We're doing His will. We don't see the end result. We just know that His will is being accomplished. If we cause these things to be resident within us, God will begin to start working for us. He's not against you, personally. He wants to bless you. His blessing falls on the just and unjust. There are certain things that He just does because that's God, and He does that. But there's things that only His people can do that He expects. And He expects us to have faith. Jesus asked a really elementary question of His disciples. He said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? My desire for streams is not only He find faith, He finds us working in Father's fields, doing and accomplishing completely what He wants of streams of life. But we gotta believe. We're halfway through. We have two more sessions on God's word works for you. Father, bless your people. Bless your people. Give them understanding how important it is, just the rudiments of your word and what we need to have. Cause us to hunger and thirst after you, God. Cause us to hunger and thirst because you said we will be satisfied. Cause us, God, to be obedient to the call on our lives. For we are more than conquerors. We are able to do everything, God, because you said we can. And the neat thing is, the more time we spend with you, the more time we seek your face, the more we become like you in every respect. Father, as your people go forth today, bless them wholly and totally. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.